Joining us on the phone right now from Mercury Marine, Mr. Lee Gordon. And Lee, some numbers that came out recently. Exciting times for Mercury Marine, and exciting for the area too, because everybody knows about Mercury Marine. Everybody knows probably a sizable employee, but economic growth, economic impact to this area, $5 billion. That's a massive number.
It is, and you know, it we're really excited about that. And you know, we were putting this study together, and we usually do it every 5 years. And you don't know exactly what is going to come. You know, 5 years ago, it was $4 billion, and we were really excited about that. And we knew that because we had grown over the past 5 years, because we had added more capacity, more R&D, more expansion, more people, that number was going to go up. I don't think anybody in our office had any idea it was going to go up $1 billion. But, you know, to represent $5 billion of annual economic impact in Fond du Lac, I hope gives, you know, the community a sense of pride and a sense of stability that, you know, we're going to continue to grow. And as, you know, we were just talking, we have close to 4,000 employees right now in Fond du Lac, which is the most we've had in our 83-plus year history. I think we have 180 job openings. I haven't looked this morning. It may be more than that. So, you know, our company is growing quickly, and we're just excited about, you know, the future, the next few years for sure.
Again, we're talking to Lee Gordon from Mercury Marine. And Lee, when you look at that number, it's a big number at any time in any point in history. But the fact that that number coming right on the heels of a year-long pandemic that still has not really been finalized, how impressive is that? How important is that number to Mercury Marine and to you?
It's very important because you're right. You know, you think about how our lives changed since, let's call it, March of 2020, and in all of our lives, every single person in this world has been impacted by COVID in some way. And you know, we were out of the office, I think it was March 12th, March 13th was the day that everybody took that pause, and they said, you know, we're going to take, you know, a 2-week hiatus from the office, and then we'll be back. You know, and you know, our manufacturing employees have fought through it and have worked and have been safe through all of it. And then, you know, the outdoors became one of the true socially distant activities. There's no sports, there's no concerts, nobody's going on vacations. People are buying boats, and they're buying boats in record numbers. So, you know, if you look at our Mercury outboards, we have, you know, if you wanted to buy an engine today, you're probably looking into 2022, 2023 in some cases for engines. Now, that's not to say you couldn't get one, but that just shows where the demand is. And what that also does then is really breathes additional life into the Fond du Lac community, because all these engines are made in Fond du Lac, and all the people who put their hands on them and touch them and engineer them and design them are all in Fond du Lac. So as the industry continues to grow, so too does that number, which is really exciting.
Again, we're talking to Lee Gordon from Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac, talking about the $5 billion impact study. Lee, when you talk about that study, when you look at that study, probably about as clear an example of a trickle-down effect when you talk about the 4,000 employees, but you've got payroll that's being spent in the county and beyond. You have other suppliers that are doing things for Mercury. That $5 billion involves a lot of people, involves a lot of businesses.
It really does. I mean, if you look at some of those numbers, you're looking at $300 million annually in payroll. You know, and those are for the majority of our employees live within a 10 to 12 mile radius of Fond du Lac. So you call it the Fox Valley heavy for sure. You know, of the investment that we've made since 2008, which is about $1.5 billion, maybe a little bit more, you know, 80% of that is, you know, the suppliers we use are Wisconsin based, and the majority of them are even Fox Valley based. So, you know, we try to keep the money in the state of Wisconsin at the very least, but to whatever level we can, keep it as close to home. And then you think about those 4,000 employees, you know, even in COVID times, we have to eat, we have to get our clothes cleaned or go to the laundromat or go to the dentist or the doctor. And so the money being spent, and what it's also doing is the investment that we're making into the company, it's allowing us for the first time in since I've been at the company to attract talent from places we never have before, because it is difficult to get somebody from Los Angeles to say, I want to go to Fond du Lac versus Silicon Valley or I want to go to Fond du Lac versus Miami. Because of the investments that we've made and the technology that we have now, when we are able to attract engineers and we get them on campus and they're able to see that what we have in Fond du Lac is better than, in many cases, what the automotive companies have, we're able to get some of these engineers and these high-paying careers or some of these manufacturers who want to get in. And we're doing it in ways we've never been able to do it before, which is also really exciting and also is going to help, you know, hopefully make that number $6 billion the next time we do this study.
Again, talking to Lee Gordon from Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac in regards to the impact study of Mercury Marine. Lee, when you talk about the talent attraction, how important is the fact that you continue to grow, that you have 4,000 employees, that the fingers stretch so far from Mercury Marine relative to an employee coming in and saying, man, I like the stability of this company. I like the growth pattern. It's got to be important when you're looking at bringing new employees on board.
You're absolutely right. It's everything. You know, and I look at it in two ways. It's first, you know, we have the STEM school in Fond du Lac. And so we want every one of those students to see that manufacturing is cool. And not just manufacturing is cool, but manufacturing in your backyard is even better. You know, and we work very closely with the University of Wisconsin and making sure that, you know, our students in the state stay in the state. We don't want them leaving. We don't want them going anywhere. But then, you know, we're also looking at, we have great partnerships with University of Michigan or MIT, and we're developing, you know, electric technology. We're developing autonomous technology. We're developing some pretty cool stuff. It's no longer just the gas-guzzling engines that, you know, people may equate the boating industry to 20 years ago. You know, this is, you know, you think about what you have in your car. You know, you would never buy a car without a backup camera ever again. You'd never buy a car where you have to roll down the windows manually. There's things you just expect. There's things you expect in your house. I can control just about everything in my house with my phone. And so you need to be able to do those same things when you're on the boat. And to do that and to be able to be on the forefront of that and the front lines of creating this new technology is really attractive to, you know, the kids, I call them, you know, the next wave of talent. And so that's been really helpful for us. You know, our noise, vibration, harshness facility, when you walk in there as an engineer, your eyes just pop out, and the opportunity to grow and to learn there, that building alone, I think, has drawn in talent that we have not ever seen before. It's kind of like a kid going on an official visit to the University of Alabama. Right when you meet Nick Saban, you go, I'm in. You know, and that's kind of what we're seeing.
Talking to Lee Gordon from Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac. And Lee, you mentioned earlier the you know, one of the challenges of being a Mercury Marine and the fact over the last year you are in an industry that saw some major growth. How hard is that for an engineer? How hard is that for a company? And what are the challenges when you talk about the fact that the new engine that you just rolled out in 21, you might not get till 22 and 23? And you guys are already, and gals, working on the next edition of that that's coming out next year and beyond.
We will see a time eventually when we're able to, you know, shorten those lead times. But, you know, it's kind of that catch-22. It's the problem you want, but the problem you don't at the same time. You know, you want to make sure that people are getting their engines when they want it. They're getting on the water this summer when they need to. But that's why we're continuing to hire. You know, we've done some. Our human resources department have really spanned the globe. We're on Spotify now for job fairs. We are on sides of buses. We are doing some PR campaigns. We're bringing in, and as quickly as we can hire, we can shorten some of those lead times. And that's really what it is. We've got the product. We have the space. We have, you know, we're not nearly as impacted by supply chain as the automotives are because, you know, we can source from a lot of different places where the automotives can't. And as soon as we can get the people in and hired, and if anybody listening wants a job at Mercury, you know, we've got plenty of great jobs. I don't even call them jobs, they're careers. You know, that's, I think, the great part about it is you can move up pretty quickly. We are excited about that 600 horsepower engine. The thing is giant, and it's pretty intuitive. But you're right, there's some really new, outstanding stuff coming down the pipeline that's going to be really exciting for the community.
Lee Gordon with Mercury Marine, $5 billion now. What did you say, $6 billion by Christmas? Was that the goal?
That's right, yeah. Santa's bringing a nice gift to all.
Lee Gordon, congratulations on what you and the rest of the crew at Mercury Marine continues to do, and best of luck with the success and for you and the crew throughout the rest of 21.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.